Blog Talk Radio.
The Cards of the Lions shall break every chain. The conquering lions shall break every chain. Again and again, again and again, give him the victory. Oh, the conquering lion shall break every chain. The conquering lion.
Shalom, everyone. Let's get Brother DeWall on it with us. Shabbat shalom, Bob.
Shalom, shalom, Ark. How you doing?
Doing great, Brother DeWall.
Stop me about 10 minutes before show that if somebody wants some questions.
Okay.
But what we're going to do, we're gonna do a little Tyrone Davis today. Brother Drew, we're going to turn back the hands of time. This one right here. All right, so let's start our study off with esoteric knowledge. We're studying with anybody that just first tuned in, we're studying with the Jews, what the Jews wrote, the history of in the East, the South, and the Northern Hemispheres. You are now in the Western Hemisphere. And you're talking to the man of the Western Hemisphere. The chosen people of God, which was the Yehudas and Yasharal, was Judah and Israel, were those was the history of the last of the Yamen that was over in these three hemispheres. When we divide the earth into four parts, you'll see that all the gods came from the east, the south, and the north to the west, and we're going to study this history. The only way that we have a good understanding, Brother Drew, is we do it just like old Dwight Meatball/Meatball did it. You have to start with the seeds. You have to start, when you're gathering all this history together, you you start with the beginning of it to tell you a story. So I'm going to share this story with you. And when the Masons, if you're good Masons, when they meet each other, they say, how you traveling? You say, east to west. Why you traveling from east to west? God came from the east to the west. So with us being good Masons, when we're studying and we know that everything under esoteric knowledge would be Masonic knowledge, and we good initiators in our studying with the Jews, we asked ourselves a question, who was the first God that came to the Western Hemisphere? Because this is Hayah land right here. This is the only place that Hayah stayed intact in existence with the language and the people of color and the indigenous people that lived in the Western Hemisphere. This is our story. This is when we call East meet the West. Oh, and I already did a series on when the East meets the West. But it always would come into contact with when the gods came from the East to the Western Hemisphere. So in order for us to find out about that, we have to study the history. And so I wrote a brief story in the history of all gods, and the belief of a religion came from the East, the South, and the Northern Hemisphere. Who believed in gods? When we study their history, we find out that there were 330,000 different gods and their people and their tribes and their nations' belief in the East, the South, and the North. They had a school of thoughts of how to govern the people's mind under a government and a religious priesthood that you had to be initiated into it. Its ways first called a mystery until the Protestant history of the church came in. It became known as a religion in the 16th century of the Reformation of the church. This period of time was known as the medieval period of time, sometimes called, also called medieval. This is the word middle and evils. Go look at those two words and find out the definition. This period was for 600 years in the Christian church, which in that period in time was called Christone. The Christians said their God was named Jesus Krishna. During the Reformation of the church period time, and everybody agreed, all nations upon the Roman Catholic agreed that the Christian God was named Jesus Krishna. During the Reformation time, Spain broke away from the Roman Catholic Church, and the name of God became Jesus Krishna. No doctrines was changed, only the name. Now, let's explain this. No doctrine was changed, only the name has been changed. So, how can we have to find out, has the doctrine been changed, and go back and study a history of the church? So when we go back at the start of the apostatic time of the church in the second century, we'll see that we've studied history all the way up until where we come into the fourth century of Constantine. This is where we're start with the power of the church of the Roman Catholic and Christone. This is when Christone starts. We can see that the first break in that church was with the Catholic. The Catholic people broke away and called themselves Catholic. Then in the 5th century, the Coptic church and the Jacobites broke away from that church, the Roman Catholic Church. The Coptic church is the Coptic church. Those was called also the desert monks. But these are the Ethiopian people that God go back off into this mountain. They got plenty of history over there when you study about the Coptic race of people. The Jacobites is all of the descendants of King James. This is who the Jacobites are. Go back and study the history of the Jacobites' belief, because King James Bible is a Jacobites Bible, the 1881, the 1611. Those are Jacobites. And what did they believe? Why did they break in the church? You have to know this history. At 1054 CE, coming Christian era, all your Orthodox churches broke away. Your Eastern Orthodox, your Russian, your Greek, your Romanian, your Christian Orthodox church are breaking the church. Study that history. Why did these people break away from the church? In the 16th century, this is the most important part, because this 16th century was the beginning of the reformation of the church during medieval time. The first church that broke away was the Lutheran church, and these was all your German, Swedish, American, and other church. Lutheran church was also called Protestant. Now, that's the only Protestant churches, is the Lutheran churches. These other churches are not Protestant churches. Then you have another a break in the Roman Catholic Church, and these people call themselves Angelica Episcopal. Angelica Episcopal Church. This was your first church, was the Salvation Army. Out of the Salvation Army came the Methodists, the Baptists, the Pentecostal, and Congregational and non-denominational church. In that same 16th century, you had another break in that church, and these people called themselves Calvinism, John Calvin. You have to study that history. These are the Presbyterian church and the Reformed churches. You have to understand that the Western Hemisphere over here, where America, he took on the angelic Episcopal teaching, so all the churches is up under that, and up under the Angelica Episcopal teaching, which is the broad church, the low church, and the high church teaching. You have to go through that. That's a brief history of the church of present day that you believe in, and breaks in the church, and how you, right now you got all of these denominations, I think over 2,000 denominations, and a church on every corner breaking away, putting stuff into their way, and what's the way to go, but what is the correct way? And so you can see where the Jews didn't lie about Magog, Gog, and Tubal. They brothers of what's going on. This is why we study the history. So let's go back to the beginning. The first God to come to Hayah's land, the Western Hemisphere, right here, where Grandpa was a little old boy down there in East Texas, was what got known as East Texas, what the indigenous people called this place Tejas. We didn't call it Texas. So it's white. This is what the white man called it. Where everybody believed in Hayah and spoke Hayah language, the only place on earth that the gods hadn't been was the people living, was the Western Hemisphere. No gods had ever been here in this country. The people living on the East Coast had a territory, and they was known as the Algonquin Nation of people, who later got called Indians, and I say Indians because that's where you're more familiar with. But we wouldn't call Indians. Chris Columbus was very lost when he calls that, because I don't want Grandpa rolling in his damn grave talking shit about he ain't no Indians, and that's exactly what he told me. the 120 years that he lived, he believed that. And he taught me from 1950 to 1960 when he died about our people. The people living in the middle of what we call Athara, we call this place Athara. Athara in our language is earth. We call this place earth. We lived on earth, Mother Nature. That's what we believed in, Haya people, through the Western Hemisphere. The people that was living in the middle part, we had our own territory. We're called the Creek Nation. I'm from the Creek Nation. My ancestors are from the Creek Nation of people. The people living on what we now call the West Coast, these people of the East was Olmec. All was nations that had tribes in their nation. All were colored people, people of color. The Phoenicians, who had traded with the Olmec, which is on the West Coast, because, see, the West Coast is the gateway to the Western Hemisphere, not the East Coast. Not the East Coast, where the people landed, that the Phoenicians had told us about. The Phoenicians who had traded with Olmec had told them about what they called the albino man conquering the people across the water with their many gods. There was a heathen, cannibal, pagan, barbarian nation of people who had came out of the northern hemisphere, was conquering and killing all people of color, and if he came to your land, kill him and don't let him go back because he would bring many to conquer you. This is wrote in all wampum belts where we kept our history. You can find one of these wampum belts at the Library of Congress. In the 9th century, let's check this numbers out also. We mathematically speaking now. In the 9th century, the number 9 don't change. We're checking the numbers out. Least Eric the Red came to the eastern shores to the Wampanoag Nation, and they did not kill them. They helped them. These Vikings, barbarian, heathen, pagan, Germanic race of people who the present day America is their grandpas, returned across the seas and they wrote about what they had seen, the land of milk and honey, the God that they had, and what they had heard. They wrote it down in their history. The God that they bought from the East Coast, they brought to the East Coast, was Wootton. You know it as Wednesday. And you celebrate it. Every Wednesday is the day of Wootton. Born Thursday. Every Thursday. There is a Thursday on the calendar. And the white boy makes damn sure he honoring his gods every Thursday, because Thursday been on this Gregorian calendar for a long time. Frigid, who was the female god, Friday. Every Friday you celebrate Friday as a day for these pagan gods. In the 12th century, the number 12 is what? Complete. 450 years, 4 and 5 is 9. Later, the Spaniards who had studied these ancient writers came to the Western Hemisphere bringing the god Jesus Krishna. In the 13th century, the English Jacobites came to the Western Hemisphere bringing a god named Jesus Krishna, the Christian. Aboard his ship, he had other gods among his crew members from conquering people from the south, east, and the northern hemisphere. He brought the god Allah, Confucius, and Buddha came to the west in the 15th century. In the 15th century, the Anglo-Saxon came to what was known as the New World, as it was called then, and brought a god called Jesus Christ the Christian and a new religion called Angelic Anglo Gospel Christian teaching of the Western Hemisphere upon the High Church, Low Church, Broad Church teaching known in the Bible as the Nicolaitan Doctrine, Revelation 2, verse 15, is the Nicene Creed, the Apostolic Creed, and the Tertullian Creed, known as the Paulinian Doctrine teaching of Christianity. These same people, the first Presbyterian minister named John Hawkins, when he was a slaver, and John Hopkins, when he was a Presbyterian minister, brought 175 slaves to the country out of the children of Abraham and Keturah to a place that was named America. This people believed in the ways of Abraham. This was Yah's people that Yah had promised Abraham he would judge the nation for this in Genesis, the 15th chapter of Genesis. The Jews who had told us the story in the Bible, the Quran, the Torah, and the Tanakh of his brothers, Magog, Gog, and Tubal, what happened to them in the Caucasus Mountain. Their history began with the Adamites at 4004 B.C. According to this, the Jews, the chosen people of the East, of gods, that told us the story to the people of the West, to the Yah man, about how his brother had changed the teaching of Yah across the seas, and Yah is ready to judge that nation of people. How you know this? A republic lasts only 250 years. This July the 4th, the mother of Harlock, as it is called in the Bible, she will be 238 years old. Subtract that from 250, you got 12. You add 2, 3, and 8 together, you got the number 13. The 13 is immediate death. The number 12, let's play some games. The number 12 is what? Complete. The number complete. 250 years, 5 and 2 is 7. It is perfect. So this coming birthday, the celebration of July the 4th, you have some numbers that is complete with your ass. And 12 times 12 equal to 144. And 1 and 4 and 4 equal to 9. And the 9 don't change, meaning that Yah changed not. The numbers don't change. And the numbers don't change, and that's mathematically speaking on these issues, Brother Drew, and how we can go back and see what has been done to this religion called Christianity and how it is Mithraism, and we can prove that. You can't say it ain't, that we lying, because we're going right directly to what you believe in and your doctrine, which you don't know anything about. This is your doctrine. In other words, when the East meet the West, and this is the West talking to you, this is your life of your white daddy that you don't know nothing about, but you say you him, meaning that you say you's a black Gentile. If I ask you your name, you're going to tell me you give me that European name, and then you're going to tell me that that's the name your mama gave you and your daddy, abba-dabba-dooba-dee, but you can get your name changed if you want to, but you don't want to. So the way we have to do this is just have to bust what you believe in. The only way you can do it with an in-depth study of history, and that's what we're going to do. Now, when we go to the book, I always like to go to the book, because y'all believe in the book. Y'all say ain't nothing like the book. And so when we go to the book, and we go to Isaiah 56, chapter 1 through 7, sound like a preacher today, Brother Drew. And you look at Isaiah 51 through 7. And when you read that, Brother Drew, you see they talking about a eunuch. Now, a eunuch is the same as a gay person back in there, and they talking about the Shabbat. And we can go back and verify the teaching of Yahwehism is found in Torah first, Torah number one, and then, which is Torah, we'd be dealing with the word Bereshit, and Bible that you believe in second, because it's translated in some words that we have to translate it, keep it into the original words. I don't know why they had to change it out into the original word, because changing it out of the original word took away the meaning of it. So we're going to translate words that we need to translate back into the original form so we can get the true meaning of what the white forefathers has did to the Negroes. And so when we do that, we transfer these words back in when we go into Bereshit and Genesis. We see that the first commandment that was given to mankind after he had eaten the forbidden food, he decided he wanted to eat pork chops and some chitlins and hog maw and hog head cheese and all them goody, goody, goodies, and some shrimp and some lobsters and some snake eels and butterfly tails and some roaches and stuff. Y'all killed him. And when he killed him, he failed the whole mankind and tested it all over, because y'all had created you in his image. He had created you just only mind, but when the mind got to the earth, it started worshiping what the body wanted. So y'all had to start all over again in the East. Now, he didn't mess with us over here in the West. He's going to kill our ass over here in the West in a moment after you hear this voice. You got to be warned first. And I'm part of this warning. Then he's going to work with your butt like he worked with the people in the East with the flood. You're going to have a catastrophe over here. Your butt going to die. A whole bunch of folks going to die. But we got to know why you're dying. So we finna find out why you finna die. Because it be just only a small remnant left. These minds, y'all ain't dealing with nothing but a pure mind that has his mind. He first created the mind, and then he told the mind to rest your butt on Shabbat, was the day of rest. That was your first commandment. And then your second commandment would be fruitful and multiply, meaning to go out and have children with the right mind. which would obey the laws of Yah, which was the 12 laws of nature. The key was don't eat forbidden food. For if you eat forbidden food, Bereshit means second chance. Genesis means beginning. So we see that when you put it Bereshit, you understand it a little bit, because all of mankind now is getting a second chance. There is no more chances. And let me repeat that. Bereshit, which the evil one said it was Genesis, was the beginning, means second chance, new. So that story starts at the ninth chapter of Genesis with Noah's people. And so that chapter, you had to understand the history of the Adamites. And we're starting with the history of the Adamites, and their history started at 4004 B.C. And so when we run this history down like this, then we understand it a little bit better. But we have seen that it was the Roman Catholic Church, as foretold, in that the Jews put it in the codes in Isaiah 6 chapter 1-7, who changed the Shabbat of Yah to the pagan day of Sunday. We have also seen a call from Jesus to restore it at Hebrew 8:8 and get out of priesthood worshiping. And the book of Hebrews, which you had to go back and see, the Jews put that information, that writing the Bible, when they wrote the Bible in the book of Hebrews, meaning that Yah was speaking to the people that believed in the way of Judah and Israel, meaning both the Hebrew Israelites, and he put it in the book of Hebrews, where Hebrew 8:8, that whole verse there, the whole chapter of Hebrew 8, where the new covenant was with the mind. And now let us review and compare the doctrine of Mitra worship and compare them with the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church doctrine, which never got changed. See, when we go through all these breaks in the church, the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church did not change. Only the name changed. But the doctrine is still here. These pagan doctrines, the paganism that was put in through this doctrine through secret, is still here, which was totally against Yah. They live under grace from the law from Yah. That's what they say. That's what they practice. And so let's see what Mitraism and Catholicism, let's see how close it is. So we're going to go back to days of Constantine, and Constantine was the last Mitra priest, the Promus Maximus, which he was called, the present-day pope is called, the one that hears about it, he's the Promus Maximus. He ain't the pope. Every country got their own damn pope. So he's the HNIC, the head pope in charge, is called Promus Maximus, the same as the Mitra worship. If you check Mitraism, we're finna check Mitraism out now. Mitraism, the native of the sun, the birth of Tammuz, was December the 25th. The nativity of Jesus, his birthday is Christmas, December the 25th. I'm going to give you Mitra first and Jesus second. Let the church say amen. The Midsummer Festival was held June the 25th. The Nativity of St. John is held June the 24th. The Assumption of Cerulean, who became the mother goddess, the Assumption of Mary, who became the mother of God. the mother God worshipped as the queen of heaven at Jeremiah 7 and 18. The Virgin Mary worshipped as the queen of heaven. Cakes dedicated to the gardeners with a cross drawn on it, Jeremiah 44, 17 and 19. Holy cross bronze with a cross drawn on it in the name of Jesus. 40 days fasting for Tamazlu. You find that in Ezekiel 8 and 14. 40 days of Lent. The festival of Easter, Ezekiel 8 and 16. The festival of Easter. You just got through with it. The resurrection of Tamazu at Easter and the procession of graven images during Holy Week. The procession of graven images of Jesus, Mary, and Peter during Holy Week, when you have these images out. Verification of graven image of Baal, Ishtar, Tamazu, and lesser gods as the Holy Trinity. Verification of the image of Jesus, Mary, Peter, and all the saints. The belief in immortality of the soul and burning place of torment. The belief in the immortality of the soul and the burning place of torment called hell. The doctrine of Predigo. Yes, sir.
We have 10 minutes more. Also.
All right. So if anybody want to punch in that's listening, on the radio that's listening on, if all you have to do is punch one if you have a question, a comment. The burning of incense, when you find that Isaiah 1 and 13, Jeremiah 11 and 17, Ezekiel 8 and 11, the burning of incense and candles in the church. Chats and repetitious prayers, Matthew 6 and 6, the rosary, Hail Mary, the symbol of the cross as symbol of sun worshiper, the crucifix as Christian worship, the cross as Christian worship, amulets and owls to scare away evil spirits, the wearing of crucifix and images displayed for protection. That's why you wear a crucifix, a cross around your neck, to keep the vampires from biting. The round disc wafers, which symbolize of Isaac, Horus, eaten as food for the soul. The wafers in the enchantment and round with his engraved on sacrament, drinking of the blood of Jesus, and you have it in symbolic form. That's your sacraments that you do. Some people do it every Sunday. Some do it every first Sunday. Painting of the child and mother with the glory of the sun around their heads. Painting of the child Jesus and Mary with halos of glory of the sun around the head. The infants of Mithraism was baptized and sprinkled with holy water. Infants baptized, sprinkling holy water. Necromancium. They practiced necromancium. The church was practiced mysticism. The Roman Catholic Church, remember, it was called mysticism before it was called religion, and still it's called a mystery. All the way into the days of Paul, you read about the mysteries of God. This is what it was called. It wasn't called no religion. The first day of the week, Sunday, kept sacred to honor Mitra, the change of Shabbat to Sunday. Now, you can see right there what they did right there when they did it. They changed the Shabbat to Sunday when the churches did this, the Roman Catholic Church. Promus Maximus, name of chief head of the pagan Babylonian system of idolatry to Mitra. Promus Maximus, is the first name for the Pope. Janus and Celebrus, holders of the keys of heaven and hell. The Pope claimed to have the keys of Pia. The high priest king carried on a throne to the temple to his God. the people carry it on a portable throne to the vessel of St. Peter, the Pope. The pagan high priest king believed to be the incarnation of the sun god. The Pope pretends to be Christ Vatican here on earth, offering to appease the god, penance, indulgence, salvation by work. Half of the virgin priests to be employed at pagan temples, nuns, the same ones. Human sacrifice burned by fire as offering to appease the sun god. Opposers of the doctrine of the Roman Catholic Church burned at the stake. This is not a nation under heaven that has been influenced by Nimrod's system of sun worship. And when we go into Revelation 18:3, it says, for all nations have drank of the wrath of her fornication, and the kings of earth have committed fornication with her, and the merchants of the earth has waxed rich through the abundance of her diligence. This was a prophecy of to come, and we find out that this is high yard country. Of course, this is America and the Anglo-Saxon that you're talking about. And it says the wrath of her fornication is a symbolic sign, meaning her false doctrine. Just as in ancient time, Israel was called a harlot, a mixed paganism with the true worship of God, as you find in Isaiah 1:21. So is Babylon the Great, called the mother of harlot today. And all the dwellers upon the earth shall worship him, which is the papus, whose name was not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation. This is what is wrote. The doctrine of the Bible has been tampered with a great breach in the law, and God prevailed. The Lord is calling his people, no matter what position they feel or what church they belong to, turn away from the evil ways. This was foretold to you in your book. All of these things was foretold to you. Then he gave you the sign of who this beast was. Yes, sir.
I have a caller.
Okay.
All right, caller, come.
Go ahead, caller.
618-845, y'all.
Yes, Yashalom, Brother Drew, and Brother DeWada. I have a question. Do you think that a lot of our confusion occurred when a lot of these principles were literalized as gods?
Now, what you say now?
I said, do you think a lot of our confusion began with all these many gods in these different countries? Do you think our confusion began when these gods or these principles were literalized as actual individuals, as actual gods, when actually they were principles?
Well, where all the confusion got was that the teaching of Yahwehism before the Europeans came into existence and brought the teaching of gods into existence, everybody had one teaching, everybody believed one way. So when you see the European man become the albino man, become what he called civilized, and he started conquering black people, then the school of thoughts changed to where all of these gods have different school of thoughts. So when these schools of thoughts, now basically the schools of thoughts that the black people that's brought over here now believe in, that's in our community, is Islam, Christianity, and Ifa. Some went into Buddhism, but the majority in Hebrew Israelites. So this is the biggest portion of our people. Other black people are off into other religions and other beliefs also. But Christianity is the biggest hold on the so-called African-American nation of people as we speak now. And Christianity is the teaching of the enemy. That's what, but they don't seem to realize that. That is not your, see, everybody in creation has a natural enemy. That's the second law of nature. And enemy, Their way of life is their way of life. They believe in their gods is for them. It is not for you. That is their way of life. But we don't have any problem with the Yaman had no problem with other people than their other god. It's just that their people could not be in those ways. And the story